producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. And for the three or four of you yesterday who kept calling and then having to hang up and calling and have to hang up, I understand being put on hold is kind of irritating, especially if it's 3:30 in the morning where you're calling from. So just call at the beginning of the hour if you possibly can. Get you on as quickly as I can. And Barbara has done exactly that. So, of course, she gets to lead off the program today. Welcome, Barbara. How many happy sugar plums?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My daughter has just been dumped by her boyfriend. Oh. She's 22. And, they've been going out kind of off and on for a while. And, she's really upset.
Sure.
And I know she's going to kind of just not have any contact with him for a while. But I was just looking at, I was just going to try and see if there are any books that you would recommend on getting over a breakup. I did a Google search to see if there are any that were any good. And I mean, there are a few out there. I just wondered if there's anything you could recommend.
Well, I wrote Dating for Dummies, and there's a thing on breakup on that. Let me just walk you through a little bit. She's
okay.
22. How long have the two of them been going out together?
This most recent time, about just under, probably about 9 months. But prior to that, they went out maybe for about 18 months, I think, a year to 18 months.
And why did they break up in between those, between the 18-month and the 9-month?
They broke up in between because they both went to college, and I think he was not very happy in college to begin with, and I think he kind of smothered her a bit to begin with, and it was a bit too much for her, so she broke up with him, and then they got back together, and now it seems like he's the one who kind of wants some space, and she's really upset now.
This is not an uncommon phenomenon, as I'm sure you've told her, is that consciously or unconsciously, when one person has broken off a relationship and the other wants it to continue and they get back together, quite often it's the dumpee who becomes the dumper the second time. And again, it may not be conscious, but it's, if not inevitable, it's certainly not uncommon of the idea of, okay, well, I had to grovel, now you'll know how it feels. You know, at this moment, I think what I would point out to her is that she needs to write down all the things she liked about him, all the things she didn't like about him, because what people tend to do in those first unhappy days of a breakup is one of two things, neither of which are very helpful. Either to idealize the relationship of, oh, this is the only guy who'll ever love me, and, you know, it'll never be anybody like that, or I never should have been with this person, how stupid could I have been, this was a mess. And the reality is inevitably somewhere between the two. So if you write down all the things you liked, all the things she liked about him on one part of a book and all the things she didn't about the other, it gives her, first of all, some reality testing as opposed to that ping-ponging back and forth between I love him, I hate him, I'll never find anybody like him, I can't believe I did this again. I mean, and those are really uncomfortable. So just kind of a what we call reality testing of a listing of what was good and what was not good. Understanding that if nothing has changed, nothing has changed. So that it may be that something did change and either one or the other of them didn't notice that he may have become more independent because of the breakup and therefore less adoring, and that may be troublesome for her. So to look for that, what you like, what you didn't like. Number two, what's changed. Number three, the patterns, which are an amalgamation of what you like and didn't like and what's changed. And then decide, I think, I'll tell you the two things that I have found most comforting in my personal life and also in my dealing with other people's heartbreak is, number one, to believe in kismet. If the two of you are meant to be together, you will be. And you can do all the sort of gnashing of teeth and rending of cloth, and it doesn't make any difference. If you're meant to be together, you will be. And if not, you won't. The other thing that I actually interviewed somebody a bunch of years ago, and it clearly stuck with me. They said every time you break up with somebody, you need to think about, and all you have to do is think about all the people you've broken up with. Even if you're 22, you probably had at least 4 or 5 breakups, starting with maybe that first kiss when you were 9 years old or something, of that everybody you went to after that first person was better than the person that you started with. Because you learn. You learn what you want and what you don't want, which is the point of that first exercise of what you like, what you don't like, what's changed, what's not changed, what you're looking for. So even though this is really uncomfortable, and he sounds like he may have been her first love, that this is one of those, at 22, are you really capable of picking a life partner? Well, some people are very, very lucky, and they are able to do that. For a lot of people, it's not the case. Either they pick a partner for the first couple of years of their life, or they pick somebody that's wildly inappropriate and it takes them a while to figure that out. I don't know how much she's going to listen to you or read a book, or you can certainly have her call me. I think at this moment, what I would do if I were was her mom, and obviously I have a daughter who's been through things like this, is I have actually gone to the store and bought her a notebook that says plus on one side, minus on the other. In fact, I don't even know if they make them anymore. I remember the first time I found one, there was a blank, it was just a blank booklet. It's got the picture of a smiling baby on the front, and if you turn it over on the back and turn it upside down, it's got a crying baby. And I remember buying one for everybody I knew, and I kept one for myself. On the good days, you write down all the good stuff, and on the bad days, you write down all the bad stuff. And by doing both, you find the reality of your own life. And by doing this with relationships, you find the reality of not only the relationship, but what you're really looking for. And this is a great opportunity to do that, as long as she's going to be miserable, which she will be for a while. I mean, she would be a robot.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And just kind of support her not being certainly suicidal, or not this is the end of, you know, no one will ever find me attractive. And keep an eye out for that, because people at this age are a little more volatile than we'd really like. But that as long as you're going to be miserable, do the work. Figure out what it is that went right, what it is that went wrong, what it is that you would do differently, what it is that you would pick differently, and make that misery bear some positive fruit as you go forward. In terms of books, I'm just trying to think, as I said, there's a section in Dating for Dummies about breaking up. You know, and basically all my stuff has got something about breaking up, because it's such a common phenomenon. But so, and then you can say to her, would you like me to see if I can find some books that might help you? She may say, no, Mom, no one can help me. It's just, and I don't know what her stance or your stance is. Is she a student at this moment?
Yeah, she's a senior in college.
Well, she may, if she's a full-time student, she probably has access to mental health.
She did actually see a counselor a week or two ago, and she's got another appointment next week.
Good. And I think that's very helpful, especially because that counselor is very used to exactly this phenomenon. There's also, is he the same age that she is? Is he a senior at this moment as well?
Yes.
There's also what we call senioritis, where people either decide to get married their senior year or decide to break up their senior year. It's that end of a cycle. It's only the end of the cycle of college. For a lot of people, it's the end of the cycle of education, at least temporarily, where you're really cosseted. You're living quite often on a campus situation. You go to classes. Your parents are still paying for it. You're quite often, you really haven't launched yourself into adulthood yet. So there's either, and some people just flunk their senior year so they can stay there for a while longer. But at this moment, what I would do is certainly not poo-poo her concerns, but to say, wow, this sounds like a really important thing in your life, and as long as you're going to be unhappy, you know, I talked with Brown about it, and she said, why don't you make these lists? So first of all, you can have something to look back on. It gives you some grounding. It doesn't make you feel like those ideas are just flying around inside your head, making you unhappy and keeping you awake at night. And then kind of wait it out a little bit and see what it is, what's your next step, that you are as in charge of your life as anything else. You can't make him love you. You can't make anybody love you. But you can make some decisions about what makes sense to you. Okie doke.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, yeah.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-993-7569. And yesterday was an unusually busy day, so if you were trying to get through, you might have been getting a busy signal, which I know I feel terrible about for y'all, but it's nice for me. It keeps me really busy. So today may be an easier day to get through, 855-993-7569. It is National Random Acts of Kindness Day, one of our favorite days. I'm not sure exactly how they picked today to do it, other than in 1933 on this particular day, Prohibition ended. So maybe Maybe if you've had something to drink, you're more prone to a random act of kindness. Yeah, I know, not easy to make that that connection, but nevertheless. Actually, one of my listeners sent me this sweet email that said, because we'd been talking a lot about kindness and good manners and whatever, and apparently it's from Daunton Abbey, which I saw for the first time a couple of weeks ago. And that was kind of fun, although I'd watch Maggie Smith do anything. I mean, I think she's just fantastic. But apparently a quote from her was, always respond politely to acts of kindness because they're so few and far between. I thought, that's a good point. You know, we were talking about good manners, and one of Manny's pet peeves is opening a door for somebody who says, I can do it myself.
Yeah.
And I agree. I think that that's really
bad
manners.
Oh, it drives me nuts.
I know.
It just drives me nuts. It's like I'm trying to be a gentleman. I'm trying to do the right thing.
I know.
I want to do that for you. And
I know. And the only response is to say thank you. And if you feel really stressed about it, you can open the next door for Manny, and he'll presumably go through it. Would you do it?
Yeah.
That's a question.
I mean,
I figured you would.
I've literally been told, don't do it.
Well, whoever that person is, unless it's a family member, I think what I would do is write them off your calendar. Because, do you know why?
Unbelievable.
It's not because they're not independent. Obviously, they are. And it's not because they're not entitled to an opinion. But it bespeaks a certain lack of empathy, as far as I'm concerned. A certain lack of, life is about compromise. And none of us should compromise on the things that are really important. But walking through a door?
Yeah.
And I mean, I think I am just probably as offended by women who will stand in front of a door like they're frozen, waiting for someone to open it for them. I mean, if you're ambulatory, you can probably open the door for yourself. But there's a compromise, and there are probably better ways of exerting your independence by just saying, gee, that. And as I said, if Manny opened the door for me, I would say thank you. I would walk through it, and I would open the next door for him if I felt that I really had to exert my sense of independence.
Because it doesn't mean, like, if I open the door for someone, it doesn't mean that I'm not
demeaning them.
Yeah, I'm not implying that, well, you're too weak to open the door for yourself, so let me open it for you. It's a friendly gesture. It's polite.
It's
being a gentleman. It's, you know.
It's just lubricating the wheels of social interaction.
Yeah.
It's just deciding that it makes life a little easier for everybody. It's a statement of respect. It's a statement of gentility. It's a statement of thoughtfulness. And it's nothing more than that. And if it's really important to you, I remember reading someplace that, look, I'm willing to open my own door if the discrepancy between how much you're paid for the job and how much I'm paid for the job, for 37 cents and 37%, I can open my own door. You know, don't open my door if that means that you're going to pay me less. But I don't think that it necessarily translates into that. And as I said, so open the next door. And if you really feel offended by it, instead of being ugly about it, you can make a joke about it. You can say, gee, thanks, now I don't have to do my, or now I'm going to have to go to the gym and work out or something. I mean, there are ways of dealing with making the statement that says, "This, I appreciate the gesture, but can we talk about the implication behind it?" Again, being thoughtful and polite and kind are not necessarily anti-anything. So you could see why I could get Manny going really easily. Hey, Manny, you know, this person opened the door. Talking about manners, if you think today's politics are nasty, this is one of my favorite examples, which went on for a long time in the United States. On this year in 1801, there was a tie in the Electoral College between Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr. So Jefferson was elected president of the United States and Burr was vice president by the House of Representatives. Can you imagine, let's just say Hillary and Donald were a tie in the Electoral College and one of them was president and the other was vice president?
Oh, boy.
This would not be a fun, either that or it would be a really fun place to live. I can't decide which it would be, but Not the world's best way of deciding how to get people to work well together, although we don't seem to be able to have figured that out anyway. So I love the idea that this is the day that Prohibition ended. A lot of people think Prohibition was one of the major missteps. Well, I guess the United States has had a number of missteps. But that was one of them because it just allowed the mafia to get a foothold in America that probably would not have had. When you ban things that people really want, what they do is just do it anyway. And this is a tribute to Manny. In Springfield, Mass., the Basketball Hall of Fame opened. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one. In 1972, which is getting to be 45 years ago, all right, the cumulative sales of the VW Beetle exceeded those of the Ford Model T. Now, I assume that means worldwide, because the Beetle, obviously, was a German car that was distributed all over. It was actually, Volkswagen means people's transportation, right? Most Americans don't sort of put that into their memory banks about where VW came from or what the whole point of it was. But the Model T was the most popular car in the world. Now, Model Ts sold all over the world? I don't know. Do you know? I would guess they were. It was the first car that was built on an assembly line. But could you buy a Model T in Italy?
I would think so.
I would too, but I don't know. Especially till 1972. I don't know when they stopped making the Model T. I'll look into that.
Someone call us. Let us know too. If someone
somebody on. From because we have our Detroit affiliate CKLW. Somebody should probably know that.
Mm-hmm.
In 1996, Garry Kasparov beat Deep Blue supercomputer in a chess match. I remember that one. IBM, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think somebody just beat a computer last week in chess. So either people are getting smarter, or computers are getting dumber. That seems a little unlikely. And remember they buzzed the White House in a stolen helicopter? It's hard to believe that was 40. You weren't even alive 42 years ago.
Yeah. Well,
remember that? That was a scandal for the Secret Service.
Hmm.
All right. The Model T was known as the Tin Lizzie. It was produced from October 1st, 1908 to May 26, 1927. So that was basically less than 20 years. 19 and a half years. It was the first affordable automobile. It opened travel to middle class. It was efficient fabrication, the assembly line, we knew that. It was named the most influential car of the 20th century in 1999. Ahead of ahead of the Mini, the Citroën, the VW. 16.5 million sold. It still makes the top 10 list of most sold cars of all time. It was ranked 8th as of 2012. Alrighty, so let's see. I'm going to find out whether or not they were sold in Europe. Alright, hard to know. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I did a little research on Model T, and to answer my own question, yes, they were manufactured all over the world. They had assembly plants in Buenos Aires, Chile, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Denmark, the UK, Germany, Ireland, Spain, and Yokohama, Japan. So there you go. The Model T was not the 19th because they started with Model A, and the one just before the Model T came out was the Model S, which was an upgrade of the Model N, which up until that point had been the most popular of the Ford cars. Some of them were prototypes, so they were never actually built. This is amazing. Think about this, that the Model T came out in 1908. In a matter of days after the release, 15,000 orders were placed. And think about that in those times. Think, if nothing else, about how slow communication was. The first one was produced in August 12, 1908, left the factory September 27th in Detroit. In 1927, Henry Ford watched the 15 millionth Model T fall off the assembly line in Highland Park, Michigan. Pretty interesting. So the VW finally beat it out. But that's pretty impressive for a car that stopped being built in 1927, for it to still be eighth in the all-time popular cars, number of cars. There you go. All right, for those of you who are not car buffs, there's some sort of alarming stories today. The FDA says Parmesan cheese might actually be cheddar or wood pulp. Well, fiber is fiber, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess.
There we go. The second worst charity in America agrees to shut down. I actually looked what it was. It's one of the cancer groups. And apparently they spent 2 cents of every dollar. There's some, folks, before you give any money away, you should go online and find out what percentage of dollars taken in they actually distribute. And there are a couple of very, very, very well-known charities that are awful in terms of the overhead as opposed to the distribution. Some very, very well-known ones. So check it out, all right? 855-993-7569. Kathy, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm setting up my eHarmony profile, and I wanted to get your opinion of what I wrote.
Okay, great. Sure.
Okay, well, the last part says a little more about me, and I wrote, hello, I believe I'm a generous, sincere, an outgoing person who enjoys new experiences. I have lived a full life and wish to continue to do so, but with a romantic and monogamous companion who enjoys traveling, spending time with family, and has a great sense of humor.
I think it's great. You may want to be a little bit more specific. And let's go through the attributes one at a time. It's kind of like walks on the beach, right? Who's going to say, I hate walks on the beach? You may also want to do something that is both a little bit more specific about who you are and a little bit more specific about what you want, just because if you're going to go to the effort, and appropriately so, of recruiting somebody, you want to make the recruitment effort as useful as possible. So, all right, so you said generous, outgoing. What else did you say?
Sincere, outgoing, and a person who enjoys new experiences.
Okay. New experiences sometimes is coded, and this is not something that women are aware of, but something men are aware of, to be subtext for saying sexual experiences. So you may want to be more specific about, unless that's exactly what you mean, but they're kind of, that's sort of what I figured. So give me a new experience that might be something you would enjoy doing with a partner.
I would say maybe sailing across the Caribbean, maybe a new sport, skydiving maybe. Not really.
All right, well, if you don't want to do skydiving, don't put skydiving. I think sailing the Caribbean is great. The more specific you can be, the more idea you'll give somebody about what you're talking about, and the less it will be misinterpreted. And I think new experiences to guy means, oh, great. Page 48, yay, great. My wife would never do that, but she will, great. So I would change out new experience for sailing the Caribbean. Don't put in skydiving if that's something you don't want to do, but it'll give you an opportunity also think a little bit more specifically about something you might want to do, learn Chinese or spend a year in a commune. I would just give a little bit more. All right, so that's as opposed to new experiences, which can be easily misinterpreted. All right, keep going about, you said full life.
I have lived,
Excuse me? Go ahead.
I have lived a full life and wish to continue to do so, but with a romantic and monogamous companion who enjoys traveling.
All right, traveling, maybe where you'd like to go, and maybe where you've been before. Again, what you want to do is give somebody a reason to respond to what you're saying. And while nothing that you're saying is objectionable and it sounds very positive, it's not very specific.
Okay.
And part of the Internet, and the good news about the Internet, is it really does deepen the pool. The bad news about it is it encourages a shopping mentality. So as long as you know that going in, you might as well give somebody the idea. For example, if you really love sailing and you tell somebody that, somebody who has a boat might be much more willing to get in touch with you, and somebody who's seasick is going to, like, write you off, which may not be bad, especially if sailing is something that's really important. So you want your response to give a clear picture as much as possible of what's important to you and where the negotiation is and what you want for him. For example, If you really like road trips, you might put, you know, good drivers are highly to be value. I have a bit of a lead foot or something. You want to make this personal. You want to make you stand out. In some ways, it's writing a resume, except it's instead of writing a resume for a job, you're writing a resume for a relationship. So you would not write a resume saying, I'm a hard worker, because that doesn't really tell anybody anything about you. You might say, I'm a hard worker, well-organized. I've run divisions that had 30 people in them, have overseen projects having to do with nuclear weapons and tennis shoe manufacturing. Because it gives somebody a much clearer idea of who you are and what you could do. And that's essentially what you're doing here. And you don't want to make it so specific that there's only one person on the face of the earth who's ever going to respond, and you don't even know if he's on eHarmony at that point. But you want to make it clear enough. You don't necessarily want to have 400 people who, when you said new experiences, 350 of them thought you meant weird sex. Right?
Okay. And then the last thing, I'm sorry.
Let's go ahead with your last thing, then I've got a couple more suggestions.
It says, enjoy traveling, spending time with family, and has a good sense of humor. And I pretty much get the idea. I have to be more specific. When it comes to spending time to family, it's really going on vacation with them only, not like visiting them every weekend or anything like that.
Then I would put that in, because there are people that feel that they live within three blocks of where they were born, and every weekend is, and Friday nights or Wednesday afternoons or whatever are spent with the family. So you might also put that I have grown children, or I have a lot of grandchildren, or I'd like to spend one weekend a month with my grandchildren, or whatever, giving somebody an idea. Also, what you'd like from them of, I love other people's family, so would be delighted to be, you know, a stepmother, or love taking grandkids shopping, or walking a beach in a foreign country where I don't speak the language. I mean, I would just make it, I mean, you get the idea, about being a bit more specific about who you are. I also think it's a great idea, again, using the metaphor of a job application, to put something you're not very good at, just because nobody ever does that. The classic thing is, in a job interview, that stress interviews, and this was done a lot during the 80s, that somebody at Harvard decided that you should do stress interviews. And so it was not unusual to be asked, what are you lousy at? And if you said things like, well, I'm a terrible speller, you obviously weren't going to get the job. But if you say things like, well, my real problem is I'm a really hard worker, and sometimes it's difficult for me to find the balance between working really hard and taking time off. Well, any employer is going to think that's great. So what you can do is make something that ostensibly is a deficiency into a huge asset. And you can do the same thing in a personal ad. If I'm one of those people who is sometimes accused of being too caring, and because I'd rather make you a home-cooked dinner than go out for an expensive dinner, something like that. But make sure it's true. But, I mean, whatever it is that is going to make you stand out a little bit from the other 3,000 people that are looking for the same dude you're looking for.
Well, thank you so much, ma'am. You helped me out a lot. I really appreciate it. You have a great day.
Have fun.
Thank you.
855-993-7569. Okay, we're talking, I guess, love and its many splendored aspects. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the
abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
All righty. Well, thank you for that introduction. All right. So what you got? Oh, Manny, before we do that, can I just tell you about one thing I thought was hilarious and we should maybe put up on Facebook? Of if you weren't doing what you're doing for a living, what would you want to do? What's your fantasy job?
Okay.
A teen was arrested after allegedly posing as a gynecologist giving exams.
Oh, God.
Gives new meaning to two things, right? Doogie Howser.
Yeah.
And playing doctor. And all those little people say, I don't know, have you noticed doctors are getting younger and younger?
Teenager. Oh,
I'm sure it's not funny, but there is
some. Yeah, I mean, just the fact that.
I mean, he's a teenager.
Yeah.
His voice probably hasn't changed.
God almighty. Okay. Well, this
he's 18-year-old. He was accused of faking a medical practice before February 14th.
Wow.
I mean, first of all.
Well, that timing seems to be by design. before February 14th.
But for February 4th, actually.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But probably still.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Jeez. I mean, think of playing doctor, right?
Oh, boy.
Sorry, it's sort of, I'm sure it's not funny. And
well, I mean.
But it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you were, I'm certainly not funny to someone who may have been duped into believing that he actually was a.
Well, it's one thing if all he was doing was sending out things to the insurance company. It was, bilking the insurance company, which is, of course, inappropriate and illegal and awful.
Right.
But it's different to actually be doing the exams.
It's just the fact that it was a teenager doing it. Like,
I mean, I doubt that he's going to get into medical school after this, but that's just me.
Right.
He's got the bedside manner down, Pat. Sorry, go ahead.
This program director question comes from Donald, and Donald says, psychologically, why do people tend to become abusive over time when there is a great power differential? What can either party do about it?
Okay, this is the statement that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And it's a sense, psychologically, she said, batting her baby blue eyes, of entitlement. And we've seen it with politicians, we've seen it with dictators, we've seen it certainly a lot politically, where you have somebody who starts off perhaps with good intentions. Part of it is just, I think, as I said, entitlement. Part of it is isolation, which is another part of entitlement, of you're getting farther and farther away from reality. You're surrounded by people who'll do whatever you want. I've told the story before of shooting a TV pilot a bunch of years ago in L.A., and for some unbeknownst reason, whomever designed the set had made pink shag carpeting. I had nothing to do with it, trust me. And I was eating some fruit, and someone said, "We need you on set." And I said, "Okay, I'll be there in a minute. I have to throw this away." And like 8 hands popped out. I said, "What are you doing?" They said, we'll take it." And I said, "No, this is garbage." And they said, "Well, we'll take it." And I said, "No, I do my own garbage." But you can understand, if you're young enough, stupid enough, and it happens often enough that you think, someone else will take care of my garbage. And it's, I suppose, custom, it's routine. Another example, which is a little less odious, I suppose, on some level, is if you go over to somebody's house and every day you take them an apple pie for a month, on the 31st day, if you don't show up with an apple pie, they're going to say, "Where's the apple pie?" You've taught someone that's to be expected. So the combination, which is entitlement to a certain extent, of expectation, entitlement, isolation, and I suppose, the word narcissist is thrown around a lot these days without a real understanding of what it means. But narcissism on some level is an inability to empathize, to have the sense that anybody else is like you, so anybody else has the same feelings, so you are able to discount your behavior on theirs. And if you think about it, a combination of entitlement and isolation will do that you've forgotten who people are, you've forgotten how people act. You get accustomed to being treated in a certain way, and that's the corruption. And you can see it happen over and over again, and it happens so frequently, and if not ubiquitous, it's certainly very common, that you have to understand at some level that it's part of the human psyche, and resisting that is very difficult. Also, the sense of stepping over the line the first time is the hard thing. The second time is much easier, and every time you step over that line, and especially if you're not caught, it becomes easier and easier. And the sense, again, of entitlement and isolation, and I deserve this, or I work hard, or I'm a superior being, seems to be part of the human psyche that can be grown easily in the dark with enough poop that's placed on enough, I suppose we could say, manure as opposed to poop, a little more sophisticated, that you keep fertilizing and it'll grow. All right, this kid was giving medical physical exams and medical advice in West Palm Beach, Florida, for the second time in just over a year. I mean, he has kind of an ageless face, but still. He's now in jail. And as I said, I don't think he's probably going to get into medical school. But it's the second time. He tells people his name is Dr. Robinson. He gave physical exams and medical advice to people including an undercover officer at a holistic medical clinic he founded. He did the same thing a year ago in St. Mary's Medical Center, peeking in on gynecology exams and keeping a wardrobe of lab coats in his car. He was amazed to hear the same teen who introduced himself as a doctor a year ago had been accused of impersonating a doctor a second time. I've been in practice for 36 years. This is the first time something like this has happened. It's very strange, very, very strange. He's charged with practicing medicine without a license. He's being held at Palm Beach County on $6,000 bail. He gave a physical exam to an undercover agent offering medical advice. Well, I wonder how they got tipped to him. Oh, they just said a tip in October that he had been practicing medicine without a license. He's 18 years old. How would he get a license? They sent a cease and desist letter, but he continued to practice. So he already knew that they were onto him. He opened the New Birth, New Life Holistic and Alternative Medical Center and Urgent Care. He's listed as the CEO. He holds a PhD, an HHPC, an AMPC. It's unclear what any of those things mean except PhD. Besides, PhD is not a physician. So he makes up degrees. Why didn't I think of that? No, I'm kidding, folks. So there you go. All right, so let's put up on. Hopefully he will not respond to this because he's already gotten his dream job. I mean, what wonders? I mean, you'd sort of think because he was posing this gynecologist that there may be some kind of sexual component to this. But I don't know, the New Birth, New Life, Holistic and Alternative Medical Center, I don't know, that's the name should probably give you some idea that maybe this isn't medicine.
You should already
as
probably have
normal.
Some reservations about
some,
it.
Some, yeah, okay. Yeah. Two, the word new twice in the title. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.